Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Let me put the pork in the oven and then we will sync up.
Oh, shit, you got a fucking wife?
Yeah.
Pork in the oven, baby.
What did you think I meant?
That's what I thought you meant.
Okay, good.
So, you know, that's when you grab, well, I'll call it the oven door, but I really mean the labia. And you just sort of pull it down, then slide the pork in, then you close it, and you let it cook for about 20 minutes a pound.
So, like, a fraction of a second for you?
Yeah.
Not even that.
Done. I'm not premature. I'm just not weighty.
All righty then.
Hold on.
Did Noah say hold on and then walk away?
Hello?
Yes, I believe he did. Well, he definitely said hold on. I don't know what happened after.
Well, the fact that I haven't heard from him since, it makes me think he walked away.
Yes, I'd say that's a good guess.
Am I back?
Seems like he could have timed that for when I walked away, but whatever. Noah can be a bitch.
He can be.
I should point out, when this pork is ready, the podcast is done. So I might be curtailing some conversation right in the middle. Like, well, that's very interesting. Time to play our game. Noah's in the middle of a breakthrough. So, my father. Okay, let's go play 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Or hold the bait, whatever.
Well, by hold on, Noah meant bye-bye.
Oh, did he hang up?
Yep. Let me try to add him back. Is it going to let me?
Call failed.
Yep.
Is it still not working? Trying to call Noah?
Yep. Tell you what, let me hang this up and I'm going to try calling both of you again.
I like it.
All right. Hey, I got...
Hello?
Yay!
Okay. You ready? Everybody recording?
Am.
Everybody ready to carve out another piece of podcast magic?
As soon as I do this...
Are you getting sick, Negro?
Buttery.
Delicious. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, I smack some toddlers around, Noah sees a naked man at work, and we discuss awkward hugs. Plus, we play another round of America's favorite game, Words with Friends. Just kidding. We play 6 Degrees and hold the bacon. Sorry. And when you hear this sound...
Oh, I'm a big one, Matt.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Well, yep, that's it. See you next week.
Yep, bye-bye.
Just kidding. Have a good week.
Or we could do some tan laughs.
Do it.
Nah, I'm not feeling it.
You go fuck your little self.
I'm big.
Little.
I was told I was a good size.
Have you ever seen Jupiter? You are little.
Tim, have you ever seen The Great Red Spot? Noah did
that. Yeah. I've seen The Great Red Spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's dirty.
After I fuck your mother.
All right. So, tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Ten left, dirty jokes, corny jokes, send them in, we'll read them all. So this first one is from Hillary, who said that she fell asleep during last week's 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon. So you are not going to like the end of this episode, Hillary. sorry to tell you.
I'll tell you what, Hillary. During this week's episode, we'll just randomly go, wake up!
So here are two of the several jokes that she sent. I thought these were funny. A newlywed couple moves into their new house. One day, the husband comes home from work and his wife says, "Honey, you know, in the upstairs bathroom, one of the pipes is leaking. Could you fix it?" The husband says, "What do I look like, Mr. Plumber?" A few days go by, and he comes home from work, and his wife says, "Honey, the car won't start. I think it needs a new battery. Could you change it for me?" He says, "What do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench?" Another few days go by, and it's raining pretty hard. The wife finds a leak in the roof. She says, "Honey, there's a leak in the roof. Can you please fix it?" He says, "What do I look like, Bob Vila?" The next day, the husband comes home, and the roof is fixed. So is the plumbing. So is the car. He asks his wife what happened. "Oh, I had a handyman come in and fix them," she says. "Great. How much is that going to cost me?" he snarls. Wife says, "Nothing. He said he'd do it for free if I either baked him a cake or slept with him." Well, what kind of cake did you make?" asks the husband. "What do I look like?" she says. "Betty Crocker?"
She's a fucker.
A blonde goes into a comedy club just in time to catch a ventriloquist telling blonde jokes. After hearing a few, the blonde stands up to object, telling the ventriloquist, "It's people like you that makes it harder for women like me at our jobs and in the general world being discriminated against." On and on she continues. The ventriloquist stands up and starts to apologize when the blonde blurts out, "You, shut the hell up and stay out of this." Oh, fuck, I fucked up that delivery. And starts to apologize when the blonde blurts out, "You, shut the hell up and stay out of this. I'm talking to the little bastard on your lap." Nailed it.
Blondes are so dumb.
No, they're not.
They are.
Blondes, why are you dumb?
No.
No, they're not dumb?
No.
Oh, all right. Blondes, why are you so smart?
There you go.
All right, I'll go next. This is the last one from the list that I got last week from Jesus. Hallelujah. The teacher gave her fifth grade class an assignment. Get their parents to tell them a story with a moral at the end of it. The next day, the kids come back and one by one begin to tell their stories. Susie said, "My father's a farmer and we have a lot of egg-laying hens. One time, they were taking our eggs to market in a basket on the front seat of the car when the truck hit a big bump in the road, and all the eggs went flying and broke and made a mess." "What's the moral, Susie?" the teacher asked. "Don't put all your eggs in one basket." Pablo said, "Our family are farmers, too, but we raised chicken for the meat market. We had a dozen eggs one time, but when they hatched, we only got 10 live chicks. The moral is, don't count your chickens before they hatch." Bovo gets up to tell his story. "My dad told the story about my Aunt Sally. She was a flight engineer in the Gulf War, and her plane was hit. She had to bail out over enemy territory, and all she had was a bottle of whiskey, a machine gun, and a machete. She drank the whiskey on the way down so it wouldn't break, and then she landed right in the middle of 100 enemy troops. She killed 70 of them with the machine gun until she ran out of bullets, then 20 more with the machete until the blade broke, and then she killed the last 10 with her bare hands." "Good heavens," said the teacher. "What kind of moral did your father tell you from that horrible story?" "Stay the fuck away from Aunt Sally when she's been drinking."
It's a good moral.
It is.
Don't be trusting those bitches that be drinking.
Yeah, yeah. And on the rag, oh my God.
Whoa.
You went there.
I did.
Whoa.
I went right
whoa.
There. I went right there and stood in the middle of it and just looked around.
We don't
around.
Stand for these kind of shenanigans on Tancast.
All right. I
usually
got
sit for them.
I usually sit when I pee.
You're a little
bit wrong with that?
Yeah, there's lots wrong with that.
There's not.
It may have been different for you, Tim, but I got both of those simultaneously, so it was like overlapping, completely contradictory responses.
I got some jokes from Dane.
Do it!
My uncle got arrested for feeding the pigeons. What was he feeding them? To his family.
Aww. Economic downturn's hitting everybody, even the people in the punchlines.
Actually, it's funny, when I first read that, I read it that he was feeding his family to the pigeons. I don't know why. I switched up. It sounded more fucked up.
I thought that would be a funnier punchline as well. What was he feeding him? His family.
Yeah, because, like, really, why would you get arrested for eating pigeons? Really? Is it illegal to eat pigeons?
I don't think you're allowed to kill pigeons and eat them.
Really? Why wouldn't you be?
I don't think you'd be smart to kill pigeons and eat them.
I just don't think that they are sanctioned for being eaten. I don't know. I could be wrong.
What are the rules?
I'm willing to allow for that possibility.
What are the laws as far as killing animals and eating them? I wonder. I have another one.
We're not going to find out, because this ain't one of them learning podcasts.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
What did His Holiness the Dalai Lama say to the Tibetan monk who protested China's policies of cultural genocide and spiritual repression by setting himself on fire?
What?
Well done.
Because he's crispy.
Crispy, extra spicy.
Before we get too much farther and we forget, did I literally just turn off? No, okay, they didn't. Someone asked, someone said, you know what would make me beyond happy? If Tancast gave me a shout out. And that person's name is Austin. He said his last name, but I'm just going to say Austin S. So Austin S, you're doing it.
Here's your shout out.
No, he's not riding the queef.
One special little queef just
Wait,
for you.
Why is he riding the queef?
That's not part of the shout out. The shout out is just you're doing it.
Well, can he ride a queef while he's doing it?
That's not a shout out. You're adding things.
What if the it is riding a queef?
It's not.
Then
bless
that
you.
Is the it he's doing.
That's not it.
I think he's riding the queef. I'm with Andy on this one.
I think you're both wrong. How you like that?
Well, you're wrong, sir.
It's my catchphrase.
It is. Ugh, you got me with your logic again.
I brought both of those to the table, so I will tell you how they work, and you will thank fucking shit.
You
ass.
Brought them to the table, but the queef writing is all your wife. You're simply the John the Baptist for queef writing, going out and spreading the good news.
Spreading the
I
good
am not
news
the queef, but it comes behind me.
I'm spreading the good news of queef writing.
Yes.
Queef a
deep. What do you need a special saddle for queef writing?
I don't know if you need a special saddle. I know you don't want to use that saddle for other things afterwards.
Probably not.
What if you use it for hitting your enemy in the face?
I don't know that a saddle is a very useful weapon. It's very unwieldy.
I bet it fucking hurts, though, if you get hit by one.
It's true, but you really have to not be paying attention to the prep work going on by person with the saddle.
Maybe they drop out of a tree.
Yeah, that's gotta be... How do you get a saddle up a tree? I
you
guess.
Get, you can
right,
get a
you know
saddle
what?
Up a tree?
That would really Wait, be a surprise attack.
Now that I think about it, maybe you rode the queef up a tree, and the queef dissipated, and now you're trapped in the tree with just the saddle, so then you jump down with the queef and then hit somebody in the face.
Yes, that's possible. Now, that would really be a surprise attack. You look up in the tree like, is that a saddle?
Because, naturally, you're a queef tree ninja.
That sounds like Bruce Lee.
Well, ninjas sound like Bruce Lee.
I don't think ninjas make a sound.
That's a ninja!
Wait, was that you shooting down my argument?
Yes. That was my counter-argument. That was pretty good.
You don't have to say that, sir.
I think you know what I'm getting at.
You're a strange little man.
True that. So everybody have a good Easter?
I had a sick Easter. Like, I barely noticed Easter come and go. I think we had leftovers.
Yeah, my Easter was fine. I didn't do anything.
You didn't go east?
No, I went to a park where they had like a little show with people that had a big hunky bunny. No, hunky Jesus.
Nice.
A hunky Jesus? Like
hunky
hey,
Jesus contest. And so you dress up, you know, if you're hunky and you dress up like Jesus, you could win. I didn't stay that long. I stayed for a little bit, listened to some bands, had to go pee, went pee.
Why did you enter? You're pretty hunky.
No.
According to dogma, Jesus was black. Not dogma, the
not
type
not the
of thinking.
Of Jesus
I mean,
costume.
Dogma, the movie.
Yes.
Although I'm sure there is dogma that says he's black. I'm just referring to dogma, the film.
The film?
The film.
The flotsam and jetsam?
The flotsam and jetsam.
The Huda Manana?
Yeah, so I didn't have any delicious Easter food or anything, but, you know, it was cool. It was cool. Mellow. Productive.
I punched two toddlers in the face at an Easter party.
Yes, you're
really
going to tell the story.
Yep.
Do tell.
The best part is, one of the parents made the child apologize to me.
Nah, that's right. I punched you in the face, you better fucking apologize, bitch.
What happened? You punched me in the face. You better say you're sorry.
Why are you slamming your face into his hand?
You piece of shit.
Easter
I wish your
justice.
Mother never I wish your mother never front shat you out.
I'm not the Easter party guest this party deserves, but I'm the one it needs right now.
I punch babies in the face.
Toddlers. So she was four. That's a toddler.
How'd you manage to achieve this greatness?
Well, the first one. Okay, so you know those streamers that I think they do this shit at the Olympics where like it's like the streamer's like on a stick and they run around and like.
Oh yeah.
You do artistic shit with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The scene I always think of is Will Ferrell in Old School when he's dancing around doing, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's called like rhythmic gymnastics or something like that.
Sure. Well, they had a bunch of those streamers and a lot of kids were playing with them and then a lot of kids got disinterested with them. So I grabbed two of them and then I was making like circles. Well, first I was just doing weird things, but then I realized that I could spin my arms pretty quickly. And so that just made this big long circle. And so this four-year-old girl who really was enamored with Michael, my son, for first-time listeners, my 11-month-old son, again, first-time listeners. Anyway, so I'm spinning around in circles, and this little four-year-old comes up and goes, spin them like that, and I'm going to run through them. And okay, so I'm spinning them. She's running from behind me, and she would try and run through the circle that I'm making with the ribbon. This goes on for a while. My wife says something to the fact, like, you are going to take her out or something like that. And literally a second later, she mistimes her run just as my hand is coming and a boosh right in the forehead.
Oh!
But at least she took it in stride. And by that, I mean started bawling. Just, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Everybody stops what they're doing, looks over. I'm standing right next to this bawling kid who now has my handprint on their forehead.
You're an asshole,
Mom,
Tim.
Mom comes running out and grabs her. I'm very apologetic. Danelle's laughing her ass off.
Because hi, Mrs. Sanchez. Tim's bad. Bye-bye.
Pin in that. We'll get back to it. That's a funny story in and of itself, and it's quicker. Anyway, so the mom takes her in, and then the dad comes up to me and goes, she's really like a crier. Like, she overreacts about a lot of things, so don't worry about it. Everything's okay. Because Danelle says something like, yeah, Tim's – she says something like, Tim's really taking care of your kid or something like that. I can't remember what she said, but she was making a joke, and then she sees that I am like, please don't say that. I do not feel good about this. and she's like, oh, sorry. It's kind of funny, though.
Leave it to your wife just to bust your balls.
You know,
hey, everybody, you seen a nice big asshole? Well, I got one right here.
Let's be fair. The situation was reversed. I would probably bust her balls.
Yeah, well, that's why you guys are made for each other.
Exactly. I cannot falter for it.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there. A couple people are like, it's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all right. It happens. Kids get emotional or whatever. So then the kid comes out and goes, I'm okay, Tim. I just want to tell you, I'm all right. She goes off and goes to play somewhere else.
I'm staying away from Tim.
No. She came back and played with me later. I just meant at that moment, she was like, she just came out to apologize and then went, you know, probably ate a strawberry or whatever was next in her day. But that was
she
the one that the parent made apologize.
You just clocked her in the head.
Cut to later in the party. Oh, wait, no, first before I get to that part. So she does something else that gets her to cry. I'm off playing with Michael on the other side of the backyard, and then she starts crying again, and the mom comes out, and I go, I'm way over here!
Tim did it!
I was like, I totally had a Noah did it moment, but I had no idea who did it, so I couldn't call anybody out by name. I was just like, I'm over here, playing with Michael. Wasn't me this time. The mom goes, I don't know about you.
Not it.
Like, joking, but...
Joking, but with an edge. You could tell.
So then later on, the kids were playing basketball, and I didn't notice it until, like, it was time to leave the party, basically. So I was like, oh. And, like, they were all done. So I just I made a couple shots, and then I was just playing with the basketball while we were talking, you know, saying goodbyes that take forever. Especially in Italian families. You can't just be like, well, party's over, let's go. It's like, no, let's say goodbye to the – goodbye, moon, goodbye, stars, goodbye, house, goodbye, flowers. So I was just playing with this basketball, and I was bouncing it under one leg and then under the other. So, like, my hands are swooping back and forth as I'm bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. The kid runs up. I smacked him in the face in between bounces.
That is skillful, sir. I mean, to be able to, like, bounce it – smack him in the face, and then return to your bouncing it.
No, I stopped bouncing it right there. I was like, oh, are you okay? No. And he goes around and wandering away.
He was going to, he's like, you know what? I'm going to give you this, buddy. I'm not letting you off the hook that easy.
First time Tim's ever heard a kid go, no, dick.
Danelle again started laughing. You were laughing. Danelle's taking issue. So that was how I clocked two toddlers at an Easter party.
Well, good show, sir. Try to make it three next year.
And then I tweeted that I, you know, something to the effect of, when you clock two toddlers in the face at an Easter party, you know you're doing Jesus' work. # won't be invited back next year. Then I got an email from Danelle's aunt. Me, Danelle, and Danelle's mom got an email saying, thanks for coming. Thanks for all the food and brought, and thanks for helping clean up and set up. And by the way, Tim, we are totally inviting you back next year. I'm like, she read my tweet!
Now you gotta watch out what you tweet.
Exactly. I just want to touch on what Andy just said about, there was this post high school graduation party we went to at our choir director's house, and there was parents and students there, and it was just a general, but like a barbecue setting, mm-hmm. type of, just like, hey, good time. I don't even know what the point of the party was other than just to get together.
Yeah.
And it was me, Andy and Joe, and our friend Steve, and we were sitting around just talking, and Steve was saying something horribly inappropriate. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was having sex with somebody's mother or something like that. Oh, wait, no. Crap. Who was it?
Well, it was Steve that said the famous quote.
Because whose mom came over?
I don't remember.
Let's pick somebody. It doesn't matter. Not like the audience is going, wait. It wasn't Phil's mom. Fuck you.
I'm fact-checking this shit.
I'm doing my head for some reason.
Yeah, and it's not like whose mom it is what makes it funny, but somebody's mom comes over, and whoever... So I thought it was Steve who was saying the fucked up shit.
I think it was, and I think it was Joe's mom that came up.
Well, then Joe wouldn't have said it, because I thought Joe was the one who said, I'm just going to pick a random name. Oh, Bob's mom. Steve's bad. Bye.
He ran away. See, I thought it was Steve trying to blame it on somebody else.
No. It was Joe doing a Noah
just
did it and
Steve
just
under the
flinging.
Bus. Like, well, you made your bed, Steve. Lie in it.
I love that he committed by actually walking away.
Yes.
Spiritedly.
Can't believe these people.
Bye. And then he's out.
I'm not hanging around them anymore. They're shenanigans.
So then I went to an Easter buffet after that, or the next day, and that was delicious.
You love yourself an Easter buffet.
I love me some eggs Benedict, son.
Mm. Actually, you just love a buffet.
And a stack of bacon. I'm like, yes, give me all the bacon.
That is the thing about buffet. I mean, any other place, you're like, yeah, can I get a side of bacon? It's like 3 pieces of bacon. It's like, oh, yeah, that's good. You go to a buffet, and it's like, here's a pig. I'm like, I'll take half a pig.
I fucking retiled the floor in bacon and then ate it.
Yes. I wove my grandmother a purse from bacon.
I am the king of bacon.
Bacon crafts.
So that was my Easter.
Bacon craft would be a weird, massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
World of Baconcraft. There's a segment of Mousestalgia listeners who would love that. They have this thing in the chat. They have a chat, like a live, not a live, well, I guess it's live, but they have like a listener chat in their chat room every, well, obviously it's a good place to have it, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. West Coast or Disneyland time. And for some, I don't know when it started, but like bacon became a big thing. Like people always reference bacon and their love of bacon. And it, like, it comes up once a week so much so that it bled onto the podcast where they mention it every so often.
Huh.
Who doesn't love bacon?
Bacon's just big on the internet.
Jews.
Well,
they secretly love bacon.
Observant kosher Jews. I've met a couple of Jews that, reform, whatever. They've
enjoyed
themselves some bacon.
Yeah, I believe Jon Stewart said the other night that he loves bacon.
Yes. Yeah, when he was talking about the pink slime thing and the hamburger. He lists off bacon, and I turn to my wife. I'm like, he does not keep kosher.
Bacon!
I don't know if I told this on Tancast, but I worked with a girl named Fatima. And we were like doing a potluck, where everybody brings things. And I was going to make twice-baked potatoes, because it's about the only thing that I can make that's like even slightly fancy-ish or seems maybe kind of impressive. that doesn't come out like just a horrible steaming flaming mess. So I'm making it, I'm like kind of going around like, okay, so anybody have any dietary restrictions? Like specifically bacon, pork, or whatever. She's like, yeah, me, no pork. And another girl that we work with turns around and goes, I didn't know you were Jewish. Like, oh, no. She's Muslim.
Same difference.
Yeah. Like the words were out of the other girl's mouth and I just hung my head. I'm like, I'm sorry for every white person in America, Fatima.
Whatever, the invisible man in the sky says you can't eat a certain food. What does it matter what label we slap on you?
Yep. I didn't know you were Jewish. No, vegetarian. Yeah, see, then I would have been the asshole if that had actually been her answer. I'm not Muslim. I just don't eat meat, you horrible murderer. And racist, apparently.
Well, no, because she wouldn't have just said pork. She would have said meat.
Yes. And she did specifically say pork.
Tim's got logic for your ass.
Yep.
She could have had a pork allergy.
Yes.
Or just thought the clean was an unpig animal.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually changed her name for the purpose of this story, but if she ever listens, you were hot back in the 90s.
You said you did or did not change her name?
I did change her name for the purpose of that story. I said I had to pick another, you know, suitably Middle Eastern sounding name.
I wondered why her name had fart in it. Fart. Fatima.
Alrighty then.
Fart. She was a hot fart.
Oof, I had a hot fart the other night. Had to air out them covers.
Whew. I was farting up a storm at my day job the other day. I had to keep, I'm not going to fart in the room. So I had to keep like going out of the office and going to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And I wander back in. I'm like, they must think I'm on running to the bathroom to do coke. Like, who leaves that off? Oh, gotta go again.
Who's the shitty worker now, to work. Tim?
Keeping you busy, all right? Right? I don't know how people on coke act. This is my person on coke impression.
Yeah, no, they're definitely more up. They want to talk a lot, and they're usually like wiping their nose or like clearing their throat. Or,
oh, that's not me. I certainly don't want to talk a lot
at the workplace.
Someone come up to me today at work and goes, "You don't talk a lot." I was like, "Yeah, I'm busy working. Crazy."
Yep.
Did you say that?
Yeah. No. But I did look. But I gave him a look and then said out loud, "Like, oh, really? What?"
Yeah. You should have just grunted at them.
Mm. Should have just punched her in the throat.
Yeah.
Just
punched her in the taint.
You don't talk a lot.
You know what you should do? You should prepare
to come back as a pigeon.
And if anyone ever says that to you again, just hold up your note saying, "My tongue was cut out when I was a child."
Oh. Well, they've heard me talk.
I know.
Just a note that says, "Go fuck yourself." Or I should have it written on my shirt all time, so I'll just open my like button-down shirt and be like, reveal it like Superman. Go fuck yourself.
You could be like, "I just don't like you fuckers."
Yeah.
I realize this. You guys are almost all annoying. Almost all of you.
I don't know if you were.
It's amazing.
You guys are annoying as fuck. I saw my first naked man at work.
You saw your
me
first
with the teaser.
Naked man.
Let's show it out. No pun intended.
We moved offices. So before we had like the whole building to ourselves, and now we're sharing the building with other people. So we have to share the bathrooms and the showers that are in there. So the shower has a little bench that you can sit on. You know, that's not for showering, but if you just want to change. So I go in that area to change, you know, when I'm going to work out. And I'm sitting there, and this Asian guy just whips off his pants, and his little dangle is just right there. And it was small. It was so tiny. I'm not saying Asians have small dicks. That guy's dick was small, though.
Maybe it was cold.
I make no judgments. I'm just saying that motherfucker was small. Like, it was almost hidden by the pubic hair.
No, on behalf
I'm almost
of all
certain
the,
that's a judgment.
On behalf no, no of judgment. All of the growers in the world, they don't all just, like, hang as free and meaty as yours does.
That is true. Yes. On behalf of the growers, not the showers.
Growers, not showers! Wait, what?
Some of us have the Incredible Hulk dick. Like,
yeah.
Don't make me horny. You wouldn't like me when I'm horny.
And then your fucking shirt rips off. Yeah, your dick has a purple pants on it.
The balls are purple.
Yeah. I was going to say the balls would be wearing the purple
the
pants.
The pubes are purple.
My son was poking at his balls. He goes, Daddy, what are these called? I said, those are your peep feet.
Great.
You are going to cheat that child such wrong things.
I know. And I told him they were his testicles. I said, you can call them peep feet if you want. Or you can call them balls.
You can call peep feet if you want, buddy. You know, peep feet. Just throw it out there. Hey, you friends with a girl. Oh, will you play with my peep feet while you suck me off?
Yeah. Juggle them peep feet. Tug them. Walk them around the block a little.
Oh, what? Why?
I don't know what that means.
Why?
So does he just touch himself?
Like he was, I think he was peeing or something like that. So it was, you know, pointing down so he didn't just, like, pee all over the place. And then he let go and just kind of, like, you know, poked him. He was like, what are these called?
What are these, Daddy? Tell me.
He's gotten very curious about the world. He wants to know the names of everything. Oh, and there was something. I was making something in the microwave, like Hot Pockets or something like that. Hot Pockets! Sorry, obligatory Jim Gaffigan. He was going to take the box over and, like, toss it in the recycling for me. I'm like, no, wait, buddy, I need to read the directions on the back. Because I had to see how long it was supposed to be in there. So I turn it over and I'm reading, and he's pointing at all the words. He goes, Daddy, this is directions? Like, yeah. So now he's flipping everything over to look for directions on the back and pointing it out whenever he finds them.
How does he know which ones are the directions? Or is he just looking at words and assuming
the directions? Anytime that it's got, like, something with, like, a picture on the front, and he turns it over, and there's, like, way more directions and, like, smaller pictures, or way more words and, like, smaller pictures on the back, he assumes that's directions. And he's usually right.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Your child will do that someday, Tim. Don't be jealous.
Oh, I was just doing my Spock.
I know, I'm just saying. Your child will do that someday. Don't be jealous.
My child doing all sorts of shit, yo. Yeah.
We just got a piece of listener mail from Murray in Australia.
Oh, did we?
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tamcast listener email.
On behalf of Andrew, our Ith Australian fan. I'll read it really quickly here. The issue is hugging and kissing hello. Oh, he says that Andrew asked him to pass it on for our consideration. He says, a few times over the last 6 months, I've found myself on the receiving end of a female leaning in towards me when I haven't seen her after a long absence. And I found myself somewhat at a loss about what I'm then supposed to be doing. Not with anyone. It's more that there are women who are not close friends who will still do this. And while a quick lean-in, hug, and separate doesn't bother me, if it goes on for more than 5 seconds with certain people, I find myself worrying that they're waiting for me to kiss them on the cheek or something. Something being a whole conundrum in itself, because it seems like there are people who like to do the hug thing and then make a kissing sound without actually kissing you. Others who expect to kiss, etc. Age seems to be a factor here, but not the only one. And the wrong one makes things even more awkward. A couple of weekends ago, when the issue came up, I went to the extent of knowingly kissing someone on the hair, the only part of them showing, to escape an awkward hug, and that seems kind of weird. A lot of the times I love to get a hug hello when I feel the relationship is or was suitably close, but how do you feel about hugs hello from those you are not close to?
What I like to do is just extend two fingers towards their vaginal region, that way.
Keeps them at bay.
Which two fingers? Like your two index fingers? Like, there it is.
No, like devil horns.
There's your baby box.
You're like get out! I will jab your vagina.
I find it's actually reduced the number of women who lean in for hugs. So it's really helped solve the problem.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
I'm a hugger. I'll hug people. I never feel that I need to kiss anyone, though.
Yeah, I've never. If you're not like immediate fam, like if you're like I don't. Yeah, if you're not my wife or my mom or my mother-in-law, I think that's it.
No kisses for you.
Yeah, Steph...
You don't get these sweet lips. They got a sign on them that says, reserve, bitch.
I'm just going for a hug. Doesn't bother me, and I've never... Well, A, I don't really linger with the... Well, I should say, I usually take cue from the person. Some people like to linger with the hugs, and I'm like, all right, if you want to linger, I'll linger with the hug, but I never feel like I need to plant my lips on your face or your hair.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's any activities I need to be doing while they're lingering with the hug. I'm like, all right, just waiting for this to be done.
Yeah,
I don't feel like they've initiated,
cultural.
Like I have to initiate kiss protocol.
Yeah.
kiss protocol!
Mission Impossible 5, kiss protocol.
It's just him hugging, all in slow motion, trying to figure out, should I kiss her on the cheek? I don't know, should I not?
Simon Pegg's on the radio in his ear. Hold out! Do not initiate!
He like runs over the wall next to him, does a flip over her head, and winds up standing on just the other side, still awkward.
She pulls off a mask. It's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise pulls off a
mask. Tom Cruise pulls off
a mask.
It's Simon Pegg.
Tom Cruise then pulls off his other mask. It's Ving Rhames. Simon Pegg pulls off his mask. It's the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Which guy?
The guy raping him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it got really awkward.
Leave it to Noah. Like, no, rape has to factor into this story.
Well, Murray, I'm pretty sure that solved your problem. Maybe it's different in Australia. Maybe like the kiss on the cheek is more common among platonic friends. I don't know.
I know it is in Europe.
Like I mean, I wouldn't say I have a ton of platonic female friends, but I have enough, and I can't foresee a circumstance of kissing a single one on the cheek.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else for that matter. I don't want to.
He's like, I want to kiss my cheek, but I lick the shit out of their vagina. It's like, oh.
But I'll French kiss him on the asshole.
I'll fucking toss the shit out of that salad.
I'm more likely to go hug an old female friend and squeeze her ass than I am to, like, you know, do the fake kiss on the cheek thing. Because the ass squeezing seems funnier, and the other one seems, like, more intimate somehow.
Yeah, like, maybe you're kissing on the cheek because you really want to kiss them in the mouth and stick your dick in their face.
You know, I'm going to say Andy's ass grabbing seems way along those same lines. Like, oh, let me grab your ass. Oh, I'm just funning around, baby. Don't worry about it.
It's just fun, baby. Why are you fingering my butthole? It's all right. It's all right.
It's jokes. It's comedy.
Stop asking questions. You just tell me. You tell me you don't like it.
All right, someone's been watching too much Mad Men, and I think it's Andy.
Oh, man, my wife showed me some clip for... I haven't even started watching Mad Men yet. She's been going through them all, and she showed me some clip of Don Draper just finger-banging a chick to make a point. I'm like, holy crap, his name is Don D. Raper.
All right.
Finger Raper.
It's safe to say he got his point across in the end...
Oh, you guys.
I'm sorry. I know this is sort of an affront.
Oh.
Murray also adds in a PPS saying he wanted to clarify, but without sounding needy. He thinks he gave us the impression a while back he didn't want us to tweet at him or follow him or something like that on Twitter. I don't think that's the case. It's probably just that we don't always remember, like, when people follow us to refollow as Tancast. I know we try to whenever listeners, not spam bots, follow us. We try to make sure that we're following our listeners so we can see what you guys are talking about sometimes.
Because we love you guys!
Are we following him now? Did we correct this error?
I was trying to get in there to find that out, but it was distracting me too much from the talking, so I just made a quick note.
Shit!
I will fix it, Murray. We will follow you again.
Get it done.
We shall follow you to hell, sir! To hell! Tasmania!
I'll follow you to the gates of hell, man, but like, I gotta go home.
I don't think I'll make it to the gates. I'm like, you know, you see the gates. They're in the distance.
Yeah.
You got it from here.
It's the smoky dark spot. Just follow the sulfur smell.
You can
You'll
find
get
a way. Just use the Google app. Find hell. It's cool.
Can I get some gas money for the trip back? Trust me, you won't be needing it.
Roads, you won't need them where you're going.
Well, friends.
Game time?
I was thinking it might be game time. As Doug Benson would say, do you hunger for some games? No.
Oh, I get it.
I don't think Noah even heard me.
I did. Do you hunger for some games? Like the Hunger Games?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a Doug Benson thing he says on the show all the time now.
I'm reading that book right now.
Wait, have you stopped listening to Doug Benson too?
No, I still listen to Doug Benson. He's funny.
You piece of shit. Yeah,
I'm a little behind right now.
You piece of shit.
Do we have a jingle for this game?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
I was thinking I'm going to change, because the music is, it's from a Bacon Brothers song,
yes.
Which is Kevin Bacon and his brother. Think about switching it to more of a game showy sounding music.
Order up, 6 degrees and hold the bacon.
Some horns.
I would say, yeah, either like Match Game or Jeopardy or something like that. Like during the first point last week when you were trying to think of an answer, I put the Jeopardy theme underneath. I'm like, fuck it, I'm not doing this for the whole 4 hours that we're trying to think of answers.
We're going to loop the 30-second Jeopardy theme for 15 minutes.
It's on YouTube done like that.
I'm a big one then.
People just walking around twitching going, da, 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 da.
All right. So, it's my week. Does that mean I go first, or I decide who goes first? I don't know that we've ever nailed this down.
I think it means you go first, because we made Noah go first last time, and
fair
you
enough.
Went first the first time we did it, and I snuck in a tan fight in between those two.
Fair enough. Then I shall go first.
Excellent.
Give me some actors.
Oh, actors! Yes! Hold on!
Oh, right. I should explain the game. This is where each of the competitors will give me an actor. I have to connect them to each other in 6 movies or less without using Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But he can use real bacon.
Bacon is not an actor.
I went to the Tancast Twitter feed and picked out one from Jahiro.
I need Jahiro!
And that is Gary Oldman.
And I picked out one from Aaron, even though I don't have to. I could pick my own if I wanted to. Christian Slater.
Gary Oldman and Christian Slater. Now I have 5 minutes. Let me turn on the timer now. Start. Gary Oldman, Christian Slater. Gary Oldman, Christian Slater. Gary Oldman, Christian Slater.
One of these days we're going to fit in something like Psych Out, where we start naming like wrong movies just to fuck with you. Like Basketball.
That would be fucked up.
I got it.
Gary Oldman is in...
Do you got it?
Yes. Leave him alone.
Gary Oldman is in Dark Knight with Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Christian Slater.
Yes, he is.
Bushnaka.
Wow.
Shit, that's 5 points.
Can anybody think of a movie they're in together and steal a point?
I cannot.
Andy?
Nope, coming up blank.
All right. Who's next?
Oh, I can do it. I can steal.
Do it.
True really? Romance.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit. Boom.
Well played indeed, sir.
Thank
that was a good
you.
One, sir.
I was like, oh, there's something. There's something.
I know right, I'm fine, but I ain't fine as a pair of titties.
Oh man, Gary Oldman, not really recognizable as Gary Oldman.
Not
is he ever? Alright, I got an actor for Andy. Noah, you got one?
Oh, yeah, sure, hold on.
You're a liar.
I do, I just have to go do something completely separate.
Yes, I got one.
Okay. This one, now, if their Twitter thing is on lock, like on private, should I say their Twitter name? Or should I just say their name? So they know we're thinking of them.
I would say their name.
Okay. This one's from Alyssa, and it's Daniel Radcliffe. She puts, like, extra Fs in there and then puts in parentheses. Seriously, so easy.
This one's from Jen Gabriel Byrne.
Your time starts now.
All right. Daniel Radcliffe, Gabriel Byrne. I'm trying to think of what other movies he's been in except the Harry Potter ones, but I don't think I'm going to get there. So, Gabriel Byrne was in... No, 6 days is going to get me to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I don't think that's going to get me... Wait.
Waiting.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and... Gary Oldman? Can I think of any of those? I don't think so. What about Alan Rickman and Arnold Schwarzenegger? No? What about either of those guys and Gabriel Byrne?
You say,
man, I'm really
guys...
stuck on just Sixth Day and Usual Suspects for Gabriel Byrne. And I know there's a shit ton of other things, but I can't think of any of them right now.
I don't know why some actors are just hard to remember. Like, I know this person's been in a lot of movies. I cannot remember any of them.
Well, let me see what I can do with... Nope. Benicio Del Toro to Ryan Phillippe is not really going to help me. I'm kind of going the wrong way, it feels like. Let's see. So, Gabriel Byrne... Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey to... I feel like I should be able to do Kevin Spacey to somebody that was in Harry Potter. Nope. Oh, I hear a baby in the background.
You do?
Is he kicking his feet back and forth?
No, he's standing around.
He'll kick his feet.
Trying to steal my wallet.
He is black.
Yeah, his quarter black is coming out.
Yeah.
He's even doing black on black because he's stealing my wallet. He would like to let Andy know that you had half his time has expired.
Yep, I was going to say, I know it's ticking down on me. I'm just not getting anywhere. Okay, so Gabriel Byrne, Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, Gabriel Byrne to Kevin Spacey in Usual Suspects. Kevin Spacey to Morgan Freeman in Seven. Morgan Freeman to... oh, shit. Who was I putting Morgan Freeman with? Morgan Freeman, Gary Oldman, Batman, Dark Knight. Gary Oldman, Daniel Radcliffe. Any of the Harry Potter movies. Well, the third or fourth Harry Potter movie. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, or Harry Potter and the...
You can just name one, Mr. Encyclopedia of Harry Potters.
Fuck you, Harry Potter!
Okay, so it's Usual Suspects to Seven, to Dark Knight, to Harry Potter. Is that right?
Correct.
So that was four movies, so I get, what, 3 points?
Correct.
Now, since he stole it from you, Tim, does that mean you get no points, or you both get points?
I think the rule was Tim still keeps his points.
Wait, okay. You mean from last turn?
Yeah,
from last turn.
He just gets an extra point.
Yeah, so Tim has 5 points. So to tie Tim, I'm going to have to steal a point from you, Noah.
Gotcha. Okay. Now it's my turn.
Unless either of you think that you guys can do Daniel Radcliffe to Gabriel Byrne faster.
No.
Nope, I had it in four as well. Okay. Just different four. Mostly the same, just different ending there. I think part of it should be you have to come up with it while the other person is coming up with it. Like, you don't get an extra 5 seconds, 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we turn to Noah.
Here I am. Ready? I'm ready.
All right. Andy, you have an actor?
I do.
All right, I'm going out on my own for this one. Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
All right, and mine also came from the Twitter feed from So For The Ater. Nick Cage.
Time starts now.
Tobey Maguire to Nick Cage. Okay.
Whoa.
Sorry. Tobey Maguire was in... He was in Spider-Man 3? Or was it 2?
What?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah?
All of them.
I'm not... No, I'm thinking of Topher Grace.
Oh! I was like, which Spider-Man 2 and 3 did you watch?
Who's Tobey Maguire, then?
No, Tim, from a purely logical perspective, Noah was correct. He was in Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3.
This is quite true.
Because it's not exclusive in logic.
Okay. I just Googled him just to see his face, because I cannot put a face to the name for some reason. Okay.
All right.
Now I know who Tobey Maguire is. Okay, he wasn't Spider-Man.
He was fucking Spider-Man. Just ask.
Hence
we'll
our
tell
confusion
you.
At the question.
All right. There's a lot of people in Spider-Man.
Very true.
Fuck, what's... I don't think I'm very good at this game. All right, let's try working from the other way. Nick Cage was in... Well, he was in Con Air, which had a shit ton of people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I think... No. Shit. I don't know why I keep thinking of Topher Grace. I was like, wait, can I connect to Ocean's 11? Who was... That was Topher Grace again. okay. Tobey Maguire. Fuck, he's one of those people that I can't remember what other shit he's been in. All right. Is Ghost Rider Marvel?
Yes. Oh.
Oh shit, son.
I don't know if what you're thinking is the case though.
No, because I don't think that's one of his characters.
I don't what?
I do not think the Ghost Rider is one of his characters.
Fuck.
I don't know if that would stop him though. You half your time has elapsed, Noah.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's gonna work. Anyways. All right, let's work.
I just did Nick Cage to Nick Cage in three moves.
I did the same thing.
fuck me.
Alright, so Nick Cage was in
there with people. He was also in Face Off with John Travolta. Okay, so Tobey Maguire is in with Bruce Campbell. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
You got 1 minute left.
I'm trying to figure out if Nick Cage has ever worked with Harrison Ford.
Okay, Tom Cruise is in Spider-Man 3 with Tyson Church. We Bought a Zoo with Matt Damon.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Go for
it. Okay. Tommy Maguire was in Spider-Man 3 with Thomas Hayden Church.
Okay.
Thomas Hayden Church was in We Bought a Zoo with Matt Damon. Matt Damon was in Rounders with fuck that, I'm blanking on that guy's name, John Malkovich. And John Malkovich was in Con Air with Nick Cage.
That's 3 points for Noah.
Well done, sir.
4 moves.
I also had it in 4 moves, 4 completely different moves. And I don't think I can do it any better.
I don't think I'm good with pressure. I'm just like, time's gone and I'm blinking.
So, Tim, can you steal? Well, you won anyways.
No, he ran off.
Sorry, had to take the pork out of the oven.
Oh, no, no worries. sex joke. I was asking if you can steal, because you already won.
I got nothing. Oh, wait, you don't have another point? You don't have a way to do it in 3 or less?
I'm trying to think really quickly if I can shrink this
down. No, you would have it already.
But no, I can't.
Son. Yeah, I got nothing. I kept spinning my wheels. I was like, how do I get Sean Connery over to because I was Tobey Maguire's in Tropic Thunder. He makes a cameo. So I'm like, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise, Nick Nolte, somebody's got to be able to connect to Nick Cage quickly, but I couldn't come up with it, and then I gave up.
Yep. I got Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 2 with Alfred Molina, who's in Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford, who's Indiana Jones 3 with Sean Connery, who was in The Rock.
The Rock.
That was how Alfred Molina was how I did it as well at first.
Yep.
But then I lost the thread of what I was trying to go for, and I just kept getting stuck on Sean Connery. I'm like, where am I going with Sean Connery? Anywho, I won again. 1-2 weeks in a row. I don't know. We may have to change the rules to make them harder for me.
Yeah, I won the first time.
I kicked ass the first time, and I got I got yours in shorter than you did. So, yes, you're doing very well, Tim, but I think we got some competition.
All right. Fair enough. So we may play this again. Hillary, was it better when it was shorter? Let us know. Because someone wrote me on Facebook and fucking loved it. Or wrote us, I should say, on Facebook. I'm just the only one who checks the Tancast Facebook page.
Keep telling you, it's not length, it's girth.
Right. So, before we go, a little comedy plug. I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club in Sunnyvale, California, April 19th through the 22nd.
Oh, a new big one.
Anyway, I will be there. I'll be telling jokes. Should be fun. I believe some of my wife's coworkers are going to come one night, so that is going to be awkward. So come out just to see me be awkward. I think that's... Oh, next week, some of us will be traveling, so we will not be recording a new show, but we will be finally releasing the Saving Grace contest that we ran a while back, where Grace wrote a script, wanted us to perform it so she could get extra credit for her class. We're going to throw that up instead of an episode next week, but then we'll be back the week after that with a regular Tancast episode.
Hey, everybody, this is the end. I was just going to say why we won't be recording next week. I will be at Coachella, so if you're there, maybe I'll see you, or maybe you can find me. Tweet at me, in Ryland B. Yeah. Yep, that's it. Bye. And before we go, I present to you Boobstagram!
A new big one,
alright, there's a link for the show notes.
And that is exactly what you think it is.
All right. Well, while you're looking at that, you're doing it.
You're right in the queef.
Never trust an Asian or a Nigerian.
Thank you for talking.
tolerating, I mean listening, to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah@TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, don't be an idiot!
TanCast.
I don't think you have to say never trust an Asian every week. You can just say never trust whatever.
Yes.
I want to add Asian in there.
And Noah, I even just fed you a never trust day.
And I just said it before you fed it.
No.
I said it before you fed it. I know you dread it when I give head it. No?
Andy wants me to say never trust Tim around a toddler.
That's funny.
All right.
Gotta give
Noah,
Andy
from
that.
Now on, you're the queef guy.
No.
Because I know funnier things to not trust.
And you always put an Asian in there.
Why? What's it's wrong with like- Asians?
It's not like Doug Benson says, fucking, what is his name? Willem Dafoe's a shithead and then adds other ones. He just changes the shithead every week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not Doug Benson. I don't have a successful podcast.
That's for sure.
Perhaps you don't see my point. If only we changed who to not trust every week, we would be just as successful as Doug Benson. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You know what? Never trust Willem Dafoe. I don't know. Something about his cheekbones.
Because he'll be in your movie John Carter, and it will tank.
Yes. He likes to play a little grab ass.
He punches toddlers.
Was he really in John Carter of Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Tars Tarkington or whatever. The main, like, Martian.
Yeah, fucking Nick Foxdick.
Cabin in the Woods comes out this week. I've heard good things. I'm going to go see it.
I'm interested in it, but... actually, my wife wants to take me on a date night this week since we missed it for my birthday.
Tell her to give you a hand.
All sick.
Nudity.
So maybe we'll go see that.
Nudity.
Nudity.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Oh. Well, I'm done.
All right.
I love you. Bye.
I'm out of this bitch.